I'm Tom Rowe with a WGXC news update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Daniel Zuckerman reports for Columbia Green Media that the group Saving Green, Citizens for Sensible Solar, are working to stop a proposed 400-acre, 50-megawatt solar project in Coxsackie. Large solar farms are being proposed throughout the area, with many towns passing moratoriums while they write new laws around the projects. This project from Hecate Energy LLC near Farm to Market Road may be the largest recent proposal. Last week, the company reduced its proposal from 890 acres to around 400. That is still enough power, 93,000 megawatt hours of electricity per year, for about 13,000 homes. Hecate wants to put panels about 8 feet off the ground with 6-foot-tall fence around the perimeter of the solar farm. Quote, our plan is to work with the community to make it conform to the aesthetics as much as possible while staying in what the electric code requires, unquote, said Gabriel Wapner, Hecate Energy Development Director. Tessa Partridge says she hasn't been able to sell her $249,900 home for 6 months with the proposed solar farm next door. Her realtor, Judith Gabler of Gable Realty in Del Mar, says, quote, from my experience and from discussion with other local realtors and even those across the country, I cannot find any advantages to pitch to buyers about this proposed solar farm. For many, they do not want the unsightly view, whether from the home itself or just passing, unquote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Fries reports in the Albany Times-Union that Albany County's law banning tobacco sales in pharmacies takes effect 3 months from June 15th, after Albany County Executive Daniel McCoy signed the bill. McCoy vetoed a similar measure in 2014 because it lacked an enforcement mechanism. Now, the county health commissioner can fine any store in violation $500 a day. New York City and Rockland County recently passed similar laws. Quote, tobacco and pharmacies simply don't mix. Albany County residents visit pharmacies for medications and advice that will improve their health, including quitting smoking, unquote, said Julie Hart, American Cancer Society, Cancer Action Network, New York Government Relations Director, in a news release June 15th. Quote, it makes it more difficult for a smoker to quit when he or she is at the pharmacy to get a prescription and they see tobacco being sold, unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Greenville Pioneer reports that almost 1,000 smoke detectors have been given out in central Greene County since an early April fire caused 5 deaths in East Durham. Firefighters from Cairo, Round Top, Oak Hill Durham, East Durham, and Greenville firehouses have raised money, and a $5,000 Greene County legislature grant have gone towards the effort. Quote, Lillian Wood of the Oak Hill Durham Fire Company says they have given out 459 detectors, while Brian Femmel of the Cairo Hose Company says they have supplied 420 detectors to homes in this area, unquote, the story says. Any resident in the area can contact their local firehouse if they need a smoke detector. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio.